that are the very fabric of which the community is made. Maybe it'd be best if I went through this, because it is quite complicated, but it requires a certain continuity of thought, which even if some folks are only following kind of musically, it might be best.
Yeah.
Now, to back up a little, those face-to-face interactions are the way one sees the world, through the eyes of one's elders, through the eyes of one's siblings, through the eyes of one's fellow members, of even of one's children. Because when elders are raising their children, they are seeing things through and for their children's needs. That is the way an oral community organizes itself. Manuscript culture generates a whole different fabric of relationships and activities, one that is far more dependent on the solitary communion of individuals with the medium of writing, of reading, and in the manuscript culture of copying.
So, Mamba, that you me, then that did not Genshu digi mitu digi nane zambuling di thondo zombe khoge thono si mebala lo lab dia ne te di jora chi be genshu gi alu jiba alu gi ne lug di thongo bachin alu dilu na he nao yin de be odal alu gi sim gashin no ina alu gi rikpa ga de be na alu gi ne tang ga de be na di genshu gi hago si ne la ni te na jere gi ani Kajin lutem bigi mididi nalu lamluk digi letendi nasharagi mididi nasharagi thoroda matoroda jamizum yebising e chagi jamizum bela chigi chigi tendi anebe kachira terula ta nasharagi ito jilok lutem bigi mididi ma palera lo so so ini simela di mida mid shewa she mangoni digi rangji ki lazum yasi simela zamlingi neluk di Rangi Shikurra, Roda Lo Machaba, Yikudi, Kap Navigulu came in Ha, the anime no some tambe, the other leader, Jeronas and Mindusilo Chimeda, Hagura Kashia, my Yiguli Tendigo.
In this setting, the individual begins to take a new focus, a new shape in cultural life. A focus that is only heightened by the mechanical precision and proliferation of print. Monastic and scholastic frameworks take shape in this new world of literacy.
Dilog lutem bi mide dinalo hebdalo. What did you say? You said
that. Well, first of all, the individual
yes.
is only born in a world of literacy,
okay.
because without only with the solitary. Relationship of individual to written source.
Okay.
Can you actually take yourself out of that cultural environment of oral tradition, of interaction?
Tamaba logi chidi anime la ta dilog teme mididina lo hebdalo mi ngo chi kanza chi ga berra mididigina le shirtindi ko yikuchi lo tendi ko koragi ngo de hago se lo me individualism ko koragi kora hago ni di mida tendi me ba yigulo tai 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 jam ji koraya ga de bina di hago se me te dizum gi dilu heb da lo te na jara gi what is it monastic and
monastic and scholastic
monastic and scholastic se me ani keba keba se la me di la 마바 캐바 직딘 날로에 예발라 일본 날에 캐발레시 리바 가지기 마치비 디팅 가시기 제와 잠시 때 캐바로 캐바기 좀바포 셰바포 안디소 가모서 진테 아니 다상 날로 주미라 속바 레 뚜블라캉 디소 날로 주비 이구장 직지 이구지 아니 체체 좀섬 이구지 딜로 제시자 엘레드로 파셰 베미디로 케바시 찜오시 이로메라 아니지수 야제 좋은시메라 아니좀기 딜라키 미데날레 헤달로 아니수 슈 테모시 이로메라 에 디메마 헤마 카진기 미데디날레 헤달로 더 디수 미치 소소치로 케바지 오시 이로메라
Think of what happens when you learn to read.
치치 배워진 당나치 이게 이구지 학수바신 이구지 빼셔치 학수바신 디데
You have to take the language that comes to you through the ear and you have to translate that language, break it up into abstract little symbols. These little symbols don't have anything inherent that connects them to the sounds you hear through your ear. They're just little squiggles on a page. Just little squiggles. But your brain has to learn to translate those symbols into back into a medium of language. And then the good thing about that is that you store that language in forms that are enduring and imperishable. The bad thing about that is that, again, that is outside of your body. And so you lose that instantaneous connection between the source of language, which is other people, and your own immediate experience. And what that does is it restructures your consciousness. It actually changes your brain. The act of learning to read, as a child, you are forming your brain. Your brain is an ongoing evolving, self-creating, self-reinforcing organ that both shapes your perception and also shapes itself. When you learn to read, you create a whole new web of nervous system connections in order to sustain the ability to read. And that's extremely labor-intensive. Hard work.
I told you to be Midedinalo, Pembaji Gachi Mosaji. Never Bondu, no problem to Shuela. Pembaji Gachi Mosaji. Gachi love love say, a Yibulu Dija Beldero, Mombalo Saksha Tachi do Simela. The Kajin Ditolu be watching. Sahu Pur Naimevala, Gachi. Sahu Dinagane, Hachikalugane.
Now, cultures of what we call high literacy. In the period before electronic culture came and reshaped this world. But cultures of high literacy tend to form certain kinds of scholastic and religious elites. Because the religion in cultures of the book is resident or deposited in scripture. Scripture literally means to write. And so the job of transmitting, copying, reading, writing, and interpreting the scriptures is, in almost every society we know, left to a priesthood, which is also, in effect, the educated class. So these are the specialists. These are the ones who write. And because writing is difficult and it requires a restructured consciousness, you need to separate a certain group and give them that job. Specialize. Now, television and motion picture and radio and phonograph and that whole world of electronic culture changes the shape of the society. Why? That's called, in some transformation theorist vocabulary, that is called secondary orality. It's called secondary orality. Why? Because in a world of motion pictures, radio, television, you are both seeing and hearing all at once. And so it's a popular medium. You don't need to be intensively educated. I'm trying to think now how to get to some of the rest of my main points in the time we have, because we're actually used most of the time.
I think you should do directly to save time.
Okay. And thank you, Dr. Pomeroy. Please. This is a good example of the kind of effort that must be made, I believe, if storytelling is to flourish in the kingdom. Because we need to be translating, not just from one language to another, but from one cultural condition, one perceptual matrix, one way of being to another. And that requires much patience and much creativity. If there's nothing else that comes across from what I have to say today, I hope that, that lesson or that idea takes root. That what we're doing, because we are complex organisms. We have evolved over many millennia, many thousands of years, from across various conditions. And those conditions have been constituted by the technologies that we use to create culture. Oral culture is one kind of medium, it's one kind of society, it's one kind of person. Literate culture, manuscript and print culture, is another kind of society, social organization, another kind of person. And in the electronic world that we live in now, the global village, remember our electronic culture? Yeah. It's a new kind of society, a new kind of world, and a new kind of person. That new kind of person is inherently more democratic than earlier epochs. Oral cultures tend to be cultures of tribes, of chiefs, of elders, of younger followers. It tends to be not competitive within the tribe, but very competitive outside of the tribe, because people are competing for resources and for land. Manuscript cultures are cultures of elites and common people. Electronic cultures are democratic in a new way. And I believe that the fourth king and his son, the fifth king, are attuned to that. That in creating a constitutional monarchy, they are in tune with the new world that we are moving into. That perhaps America and Europe have moved into a few years before Bhutan, but that we're still all moving together within. Once television moves in, all of a sudden, anyone can see the world. Not just through the distant mechanism of a book, but through the very immediate kind of hyper-stimulating impressions that come to you from a TV. And even more so with the internet, because the internet combines all previous media. Everything that went before, books, you can Google a book and you can read it online. You can write online. You can watch TV online. You can listen to music, download music, photograph. You can talk by telephone online. You can listen to the radio online. You can really, the computer is like the very hungry cat. You ever heard that story? Once there was a very hungry cat. He ate a mouse. He ate a dog. He ate the people in the house. He ate the car. He ate the whole town. He was still hungry. That's the computer. It's a very hungry cat. And it has eaten up everything in the culture and in world cultures that's gone before. So it's a great process of transformation. And let me just say a few words about storytelling revivals. And I don't have time to go into, I went in great detail in my paper, but that's just a paper. And here we are. Storytelling revivals come at times of great change. Change means stress. Because no one likes to change. Even if they consciously want to change, change is difficult. It means discomfort. It means going outside of your comfort zone. And as Steve Evans said in his paper, change means entropy, means the system coming apart. And so we instinctively reach back to things that went before, to things that are comforting, to things that say there is a ground underneath our feet. No matter what change is going on around us, there's still something back when in culture that we can depend on. And that something, that unchanging thing, again and again in the history of culture, has been oral tradition. So at times of great change, we rediscover our tradition. We rediscover our stories, our folk songs, our folk dances, our traditional crafts. And when we reach a new equilibrium, a new balance with the change that's happening around us, that is, when we internalize our new technology, the society changes and shifts, and we reach a balance. Then, sometimes, we forget how important those oral traditions are. But it is still the job of many of us, the specialists, and the conservators of the culture, the teachers, the librarians, the priests, the ministers of education, the ministers of culture, to make sure that we preserve those fundamental things and also keep open to the new things, new ways of dancing, of telling stories, of singing, that keep us in tune with the new, keep us in tune with the changes that have to be coming. It's too early in Bhutan, I think, to talk about storytelling revival. It is not too early to talk about organized efforts of cultural conservation. It's not too early to seek out and closely examine those tools of preservation and perpetuation of the best features of oral traditional culture, to translate our oral traditions into new languages, into new media that can preserve and perpetuate and can be there for us when we need to remember. They say that writing is like pressing flowers between the pages of a book. Those flowers will last forever, but they will be dead. The colors will be preserved, but the flower is flat. And we need to keep those oral traditions not just as pressed flowers, as artifacts between the pages of a book. We need to keep them alive in our relationships, in our rituals, in our gatherings, and in our everyday lives, in our families, in our schools. Because these are the vital living processes which allow the riches of traditional wisdom to be breathed in and breathed out. Here in the kingdom, of course, for the upliftment of its people and for the sustenance of its land and its spirits. But also, perhaps, to be broadcast to the world, because Bhutanese tradition is rich and full of treasure and wisdom for the world. So that the deeper web, the web of all sentient beings, all human, animal, and mineral life, may be strengthened and may be served. Thank you.
对对面嘛，像我都不出去，出，整个也不出去，啥的。 Jepo ka saiga bang de chai bang de lu 베딩과 왁자와 미대하니 니오니가 북부가 왁자 용량이나 제갑 철방당 베딩과 방크 철방에서 북부 왁자가 미대하오는 아니한 제 단자 이 고마워랑 제법 어색이 되어라 저 삼위급랑 이 삼위급랑 같아 방거당 제파 아니니 단자니 칠주당 제파 안 저라 된장급과 삼위급 민감 것빈당을 말하기여라 한국이 아니니 엄마 다도 아니니 자당 서민관이 가르친 왕작내비니 민감 것도 말하다기여 이 왕들 천샤마가 우박이 놓고 말하라 제법에 동정만 이 남은가 베딩과 왁자되어라 베딩과 왁자니 제법과 방대도 최방장들 동거부 군인 왕장관 군 항도 안군은 민감 먹었어라 이 샤마가 우거 우거라 이 신의 이런 것이 육부 왁자되어라 이 육부 왁자되니 자니 저라 아비 집착이여라 아비 가이가 다 되어라 나는 어딘 제작거라 온 베딩과 왁 제법과 사이다 베딩과 왁자 알자니 제사와 제니 엄자 치기때 다 치기때 너무 말라면 자 나름은 다 된자라 아니 아비가 다 차서 오냐 오나 오는 감이셔 이야마 제부가 사이당 미리 먹다가 말면서 한도 안 날리야 자네 걸 아니 니슈니 누구 학교에 걸어 한강 하면 이제 니 아비야 걸어 만나러 오면 말아 로스니 끼워 지수 된다라 놓고 끼워 쌍해봐도 비슷한 짓이다 고마로 남성 시대쟁이 오늘 막아는 코가 빵이냐니 인사지 되어서 오길래 잡거라 야야 이 한이무 잡거라 로 고마랑 칼라가 되어이라 오늘 밤이 칼라가 되라 밤이 아치가 되어서 쌍 좋아 오늘 밤이 아빠 갈 뿐이 록대가 라노스 왕자니 록대가 쌍자자니 시어주기라 오늘 시트장이 남성이 믿는 국가와 기득세니 쉬워 요녀가 있으니 엄청나장 살아가 기와 살아가 기라 갑니니 살아왔자 세우 민말릴 것가마 아빠들롭게 하니 아샤문가 되라 갑니니 그렇게 샤훈가 기니 신자와라 오네시트 식바 남성의 브릿바 오네 립카가 기와 오네 립카 기는 다가 뽕도 추워하니 아빠 갈뿐이 워리빠 바뀌니 가송장이 시어기를 원회장 브랜드 맞춰라 액자하라 꺼라 야 얘라 그 6년만 돌아 뛰어라 이놈 가면 감옥남이 저어져 있어 감옥남이 저어져 있어 루크라가 아니네 우쉬 야 담을 뛰어라 니가 민이란 것도 말하라 니가 꺼라 뭐가야 니가 이제 항상 민 먹어줘야 꺼라 니가 민이란 것도 야야 니가 니 아치가가 차트 림카도 20배에 낳거라 미국민이랑 먹었다 본말난 타일렛 남아 안기와 장 샘틀다 부안기와 언약감이 아치가 잘도 쌈쳐 언약장 샤고 민답다 기시민인 바도 샤마니이 낳거라 니가 민가 승부거라 언약가 지니 아침 살아가 기와 장 가라 부가 깨라가 언니 깨라가 이렇게 샤픈가 기니 이제 미탈상한 감이 올릴린데 쉬운이라고 오늘 다 적었거라 오늘 집거라면 아침 제가 입걸 납부한 끼워 난시오 담아한 끼워니 자다 알치게 자다 음투 처음에 오늘 값이니 장수니 워디보 왁자가 끼니 가성장이 쉬니 오늘 아니시 음수 장기라 액벌러 놓기 니기냐는 자매 망국니 그것은 민주출 일수한다는 것 빨라 예수 감가에 숙된다는 예수님 계속적 비어라 예수 누워 이빨아 비어라 니 함께하라고 니 제보가 쌓아서 제사하자 난지 딜레는 리네는 장수로도 죽기라 난지 딜레 리네 안에는 제보가 방금 살방당 니 미림과 주노 살방 갈 것이오 아직 용도주기 아직 양도 붙여 하만 만져야 할 것이오 니 친구나 아 정말 이렇게 예수님하고 감흥 넘는 거 취한 역탄 예수 감흥 끌어내는 이 몇 번 지하람들 묶어 죽네 그걸로 이 아비 발고가에 세워라 내 아비가 될 걸 싸우게 하냐 나까진 길어나 잠깐 그거 이봐 이 사람이 빗살을 묶어 죽거래 내가 제포가 다래 못 봐 와이 라바 비슈가라 제포자 나치가라 나와말라면 두꺼 왁자가라 나와라면 국민은 툭 하나라 양락부 와 쇼다마이 끼어라 미제꼬 다시 오는 그것도 국민